can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We're talking about healing and health. And you know, the Bible says in 3 John 2, the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." We found out and we know that our soul comprises of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so we understand that we have to change our thinking and our thought patterns and what we speak. And we understand that when you do it God's way, things work out for the good. So we're picking up where we left off yesterday, speaking differently to the way we used to speak and believing God in a bigger way. So let's pick up the service right now.
So I stopped saying I'm broke. I stopped saying I'm sick, but I had to say something. So I chose to say the thing that he said. And I started to say, "By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I walk in perfect health. I have divine health flowing through this body of mine. I walk in perfect health. No sickness, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I walk in health. I am healthy. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. He took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. I don't have to. It's paid for legally. I'm free from sin and sickness and disease." Come on. And so I changed the way I thought, and I changed the way I spoke. And the fact is, according to Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That tells me if I can change the way the man thinks, I can change the man.
That's right.
Because what you're thinking and believing in your heart is what you're living out there.
That's right.
Come on. You've got to be brutally honest with yourself. If you're always broke, it's not God's fault. It's not your spouse's fault. It's not the president's fault. It's not the country you were born in's fault. I'm from Africa, and I've seen billionaires that were brought up in shacks.
Yes,
you tell me.
Amen.
They had a belief and a faith and a trust in what they could do without even God.
Amen.
And so I stopped all those things, and I started saying the right things. Why? Because my soulish realm began to prosper.
Amen.
I started to hear in a church like this the true teaching. Teaching about the truth of God's word, not what someone said. "Oh, well, God's just testing you, son. Oh, but God's put that sickness on you to teach you something." That's a lie from the devil. And I used to believe the lie. And I used to say, "God, why are you doing this to me?" Amen. And so until my soulish realm prospered, and I started to say, "Hey, I've been doing it wrong." I started thinking differently, which put something different in my spirit and my heart. And every time I spoke now, was no more sickness, it was the word of God. And then, as you know, I haven't had a doctor in 40 years. I haven't been sick with flu or cold or anything in 28 years. Amen? And it's not me. It's the word and it's God. I'm just doing what he said to do. So he says here that you would continually enjoy good health just as your soul is prospering. You've got to continually bring the word. That's why don't stop coming to church. Don't stop reading good godly books. Some books that say they are aren't. Come on. Because they'll tell you 10 truths to sell you one lie. They'll tell you God's good, God's great, God saved you, God's blood, God this and God that, but God's not healing everybody today.
Amen.
Bang, you buy the lie because you bought the 10 truths. You're open now and you buy the lie.
Amen.
And now when sickness comes, well, I'm one of those that God doesn't heal or something. So you got to get your heart and your mind in order with the word of God. So I started to change my thinking, which changed what is in my heart. It took me a while. Changed what was there. So what was coming out of me was no longer what used to come out of me. My soul prospered. Now I don't get sick. And then I said, if it works for sickness and disease, man, it's got to work for the money.
That's right.
I just switched it.
Yeah.
I just started doing the same thing with that. And it works. It absolutely works. And it'll work in your marriage. It'll work in your children. It'll work in your peace. It'll work in your joy. It'll work anywhere. The Word of God works for whoever works the Word of God. Amen. He gave us our bodies and our immune system.
That's right.
Remember that.
That's right.
So He is very, very interested in our physical health. He's concerned about that. Otherwise, He wouldn't have given us immune systems to fight off every kind of sickness and disease, right? And so, and this says over here, he gave our bodies an immune system and our souls emotional and spiritual well-being. If physical health and soul prosperity were not the will of God, why would He tell us that it is? You see, so a lot of times what people do is they're not even sure if God wants to prosper them. I'm not even sure if God wants to heal me. I'm not even sure if God likes me. People don't even know. But right, yeah, He's telling you again, and we've told you so many other scriptures, that I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. God is concerned with your bodily healing and your mental healing. And even the hurts from abuses and all kinds of other trash that's come into our lives, He's concerned with that. And He can put the healing balm of Gilead and take that out. And cause you to forget those hurts. And cause you to love the people that hurt you. And cause you to grow. Oh, come on. Real faith cannot exist, nor can you claim healing for your body until you know that God wants to and has already healed you. In God's mind, you're healed. Right? By the stripes on my back, you are healed. That's what He said. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, He says, by the stripes on my back, you were healed.
Right.
So Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, you were healed. And so if I were and I are, then I is. You're saying it. Okay. So He's already healed us. In His mind, He's already saved you.
That's right.
He's not coming back.
No.
He ain't coming back to be nailed to the cross again. He's not coming back to take whipping on His back for your healing again. No, He's already in His own mind provided it for you. It's up to you and me. But I've got to get some intelligence and take out that filthy, stinky thinking. Amen. And listen, it's being preached from pulpits. We're sinners saved by grace. And you know that's a lie. We're saints saved by grace. Amen. And then God's not healing everybody today because you haven't experienced it because you haven't got faith. You're saying that. How dare a minister say that? Who is he to speak those words for God when God said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed? And he says He's not healing everybody today or anybody. How dare someone say that for God? Because if you can say that God's not healing today, then you've got to say God's not saving today. Then we're all lost and going to hell. So if He can save you, He can save you, they agree, but He can't heal you. Come on.
That's
right.
Amen.
Come on. And so my soulish realm had to get all of this, and the cogs started going and click, click, click until they started flowing together. Now they're turning with the Word of God. Instead of that noise up there and all the confusion that comes from people who don't know, and some of them are well-meaning. It works like a clock now. It's clockwork. You've got to get those cogs in line with the Word of God. Amen? And so you've got to know that God has already healed you. And how can you know this? Read God's Word because it is revealed in His Bible. It's revealed. He's not holding back from us. And you may know that His will is to heal everyone who is sick. In exactly the same way that you may know that His will is to save everyone who is unsaved. He wants everyone saved. The Bible says He doesn't wish that one person would perish and go to hell. Not one soul. We know. John 3:16. Come in this way, Mike. John 3:16, right? He wants everyone saved. But is everybody going to be saved? No. People choose to say, I'm an atheist, or I'm agnostic, or I don't believe. It's their choice. That's why the world's in a mess, because we've got freedom of choice. Amen. Come on Sunday, because you're going to hear about sovereign God. And we're going to take away some of these. We're going to kill a sacred cow right there. We're going to destroy some religious mindsets right there. Sacred cows are going down on Sunday. Amen. I mean, it sounds wonderful. Well, you know, I'll just accept what God gives to me. I'm a humble man. It's okay. I will just bear it and trust God with a smile. You're ignorant. That's what you are. And you're making other people like you. Oh, Lord Jesus. So how do I know it's God's will to heal me? You may be saying that. And that is the exact reason why we need to go directly to the answer book. Don't take it from someone else. That's why I give you scriptures all the time. Amen. And so you've got to go to the answer book, God's word, the Bible. That's how you know if he wants to heal you personally. Come on. How do I know God wants me to get a job? Read the book. Amen. And even though there are more study Bibles and Bible commentary books being sold today than ever before, there are still too many religious myths, misconceptions, and confusion about this church regarding healing, regarding peace, regarding prosperity, regarding protection. There's too much stuff that's completely confusing and misconstrued. And when it comes to divine healing and health, that's a big mess up. There are people that will fight you to say, I'm saved. I don't care what you say. I'm saved. I'm saved. Jesus said, if I believe and I speak, I'll be saved. I am saved. You can shoot me today. I'm saved. Well, are you healed? Well, no, you can't expect that too. Come on. Amen. And divine healing and divine health is part of his covenant for his covenant children. Amen. How many of you are a covenant child of God? If you're a covenant child of God, healing and health and prosperity and protection. In actual fact, he went one further than that. He said, you're no longer even a servant, but you're a son. And if a son, then an heir and a joint heir together with Christ. Come on. Well, if I'm a joint heir with Christ, listen, by the stripes on Jesus' back, I got healed. He's got the healing. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. He is Jehovah Tsekinu, the Lord my righteousness. Amen. Amen. So, I have got Jesus and he in my life, and Jesus is the healer. I don't need anymore. I'm a joint heir together with Christ. Everything he's got is mine. Everything. And he's got it all. This is a mindset we have to get. Or you can just stay as you are. Broke, miserable, and sick, but going to heaven. Yeah. Oh, and nasty to boot. I forgot about that one. Because you're always sick and always broken. That's how we talk to people. Have you heard the growlers? How are you doing? And you come in with a new car, and it's a fancy new car. I would never buy one of those. Slap him and walk away. I don't mean that. Give him fivefold ministry, fast and continuous. No, but you get that. Why? Because they're broke, they're miserable, they're not happy, they don't see any future for themselves, they don't see any part of their God in their life. I mean, and they come to church. And they, during praise and worship, they're doing this. Oh, you guys better wake up. And you could have Jezebel next to you doing this. Amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Good country.